Today's daf is daf Yud Ches, so I assume we got to the bottom of Yud Zayin Rebbeid, the last three lines. The Gemara says, Asiyu Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, they brought him an Amrulay, that he was learning Torah. They asked him, Amayka Sakta Barai, so why were you busy learning Torah? So he answered, Amar Lehu Kashir Tzivani Hashem Elokai, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to learn, so that's why I'm learning. So what do they do? Terrible story. Miyad Gazu Alav the Strefa, they said he needs to be burned. While Ishtel Lariga, they're going to kill his wife. Vial Bita Leshev Bekuba Shel Zonos, his daughter is going to be sitting at a place of Zonos. So Alav the Strefa Shaya, the reason why he was supposed to be burnt, Shehaya Hoge Es Hashem Beos Yosef. Why did he destine this? What was the Mida Kenege Mida? So Hoge Hashem Beos Yosef, if you look at Rashi on the previous page, Rashi says, Alav L'Sreifa, Lama Nenashkach, why was he burnt? Lefi Shehaya Hoge Es Hashem Beos Yosef, Dorshu Bar Bar Mushtaim Os Yosef, Oseba Mashu Chayfet. He used Shem Hashem however he pleased, and that's something a person shouldn't use. So therefore he got punished with Sreifa. Tosa says on the top of Yud Ches, he quotes Perish Rashi, then he goes two lines down in Tosos. He says, Rov ha'olam mafrishim, mefarshim, rather, shehaya kore b'feirish osio shel shem ha'myuchad b'osio shel shar ha'tevos. He read it the way it was. V'ze ein lasos, what's it referring to? So Yudke Vavke, we pronounce as Adnos. He pronounced it as Yudke Vavke, as the letters as they are written. And one should not do this based on the Gemara Msachim, lo kishani knichtav ani nikra, not the way I'm written, am I read? Ani nichtav v'yudke v'nikra ba'alf dalet. So he actually read it as pronouncing the letters Yudke Vavke. That was the violation of Lefishitas Tosos. All right, there's more in Tosos we could do. We don't need to do the rest of it. So either way, so Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was saying Hoga Bios Yosef, and that's why he was punished b'sreifa. So Gemara asks, V'heichi Avid Hachi, how is he able to do this? V'hatznan, the Mishnah tells the Maseches Sanhedrin, Eilu she'ein lam chelek li'olam haba, the following do not have a portion in Olam Haba. Ha'omer ein Torah min Hashemayim, one who denies Torah being divine. Vein tchias emesim in HaTorah, one who denies tchias emesim, that's not, there's no basis in the Torah. And Abba Shol, Omer, he adds, Af ha'hoge es Hashem b'yos Yosef. So certainly, B'chanan ben Tradion knew this Mishnah, so how come he violated this Mishnah? So the Gemara explained, L'slamed of it, he did this in order to learn, K'detanya lo tilma lasos avata lamed lo havin u lahoros. You can't do certain things like the Goyim, you can't build a Avodah Zarah, but if you're doing it to learn, to understand what the nature of their Avodah Zarah is, then it's permitted. So he apparently was doing this in such a way they could understand. So what, where'd he go wrong then? If he's allowed to do this L'slamed, so why was he punished then? So if you look at Rashi says, the Gemara is about to ask the question, but before you go right in Rashi, Rashi says on the top, L'slamed avad k'detanya, mihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik im atzadikim k'chud asara. Since he's a tzaddik, so he did something slightly wrong, we'll see in just a moment, v'afilu l'slamed yesh lachash l'chavad haraf. Even for a teaching, a person has to be very, very, very careful. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, elamai time el'anash. So if he's doing l'slamed, which the Gemara says you're allowed to, hoge b'yos Yosef, in order to understand, so why was he punished? So Gemara says, Mishum hoge es Hashem b'farhesya dehavi, who is doing this in public. To do it in private is one thing, but to do this in public, that was his violation. So what about his wife? Al isha lahariga, why was his wife killed? Dilo micha be, because his wife didn't protest what he was doing, what he was hoga b'yos Yosef. And we see from here, mekan amru, from here we learn, kol mi sheyesh b'yado limchos ve'eino mocha nenash alav. We find this statement in many places in Shas, that one who has the ability to protest and doesn't stop someone from doing an aveira, so they themselves are going to be punished. The Chassam Sofer asks, he says, it's hard to understand why his wife would be punished for this, because he wouldn't listen to her anyways. Even if she told him to stop, he wouldn't listen. So he says that it's because, not because she didn't protest her husband, but because she didn't stop her daughter doing what we're about to see the daughter was doing. That's what, her husband wouldn't listen to her. It's about not going against her daughter, telling her daughter what not to do. It's also possible you could suggest that when it comes to tochacha, the Gemara talks about how much is tochacha really getting the person to listen and to stop, or is it simply for yourself and protecting the Kavodah Torah? I mean, if I know you're not going to listen, tochacha is not about you listening or not. It's about me showing us respect for the Torah. You're not listening. So even if her husband didn't listen, there still might be a mitzvah of tochacha simply to prevent Kavodah Torah. Chassam Sofer doesn't suggest that, but that might be another suggestion why she may have been punished for not protecting the Torah despite her husband's actions. So then the Gemara says, so that's why Ishta was killed, because she wasn't Mocha. What about Albita, Leshe Bakuba Shel Zonos? Why was she placed in this house of Zonos? Damar Rabbi Yochanan Pamachas Hayisabito Mahalechas Lefnei Gedolei Rome. One time his daughter was walking in front of the great people among Rome. And they said, Kama Nals Prisiosa Shariva, how beautiful is this woman, the way she walks. She said, oh, she heard what they were saying, and she started to, she was proud and confident, she started to now imitate that type of walk, since she saw that the men thought it was very, very pretty. The Haini Damar, Rabbi Yishu ben Lakish, Maidich, it was a pasuk meaning Tehillim, Avon Akeva Yisu Beni, meaning Avono Shadam Dashba Kevava, Bom Hazem, Musu ben Lo, Liom Hadim. The sins a person does in this world, in the way Akevav, in the way they walk with their heels, is going to be, waiting for them, Musu ben, waiting for them in for Yom Hadim to take punishment. So then the Gemara says, Bishah Shayatu Shlashtam, when these three went up, Tidku Alem Es Adin, so they all tried explaining themselves, justifying what they had done. So not justifying, rather they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tzidik b'din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was correct in punishing each one of us. So how so? Hu Amar, Rabbi Chanina said, Hatzur Tamim Palo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all his ways are pure, and the rest of the pasuk is Ki Chol Derach of Mishpat, all his ways are Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was correct for having me be burnt, because I was Hoga B'Yos Yosef. V'Ishta Amra, what does his wife say when she's about to be killed? Kel Amuna ve'ein Avel, Kadosh Baruch Hu is true, and there are no mistakes in his decisions. And Bito Amra and his daughter said, Gedol ha'etza v'rav ha'lilia, asher necha pukuchos al kol darche v'chule. So about the way people walk, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes judgment on the way people walk and the way people act. So in comment to this, Amar Rebbe, Kama gedolim tzadikim halalu shenizdavnu lahen shalosh mikros shel tziduk hadin b'shas tziduk hadin. How great were the tzadikim that the right pasuk of thousands of psukim to come to mind, those are the psukim that came to mind which were precise in describing the different scenarios. So Gemara then says, Tana Rabbanan kishachala Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, when he became ill, halach Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan levakro, Rabbi Chanina went to visit him. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yosi says to him, Chanina, achi, iyata yodea shiuma zumin ha-shemayim himlichua, aren't you aware that the Romans are appointed from Hashem? Shechirivas beso, they destroyed the base of Migdash, v'sar feseichalo, they burnt it, v'hargis ha-chasidav, they killed the great leaders, v'ibdes tovav, and destroyed all the good we had. Adain hikayemes, and still despite all of that, this doing so much terrible things to the Jews in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're still around. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them siyata d'shemaya. V'ani shemati alech, and I heard about you. This is Rabbi Yossi saying to Rabbi Chanina, I heard about you, despite the fact that they've been appointed from Shemayim, shata yoshev yosek b'Torah. You're still learning. U'makyo kilos barabim, you're gathering together big shirim, the sefer munach l'cha b'chekach, and you're walking around with the sefer Torah. How could you be doing this if you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted the Romans all this power? So Amar lo, Rabbi Chanina says back, min Shemayim yirachmu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will have mercy upon me. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi says back to him, Ani omer l'chadvarim shaltam, I'm going to explain to you something very understandable. V'ata omer li min Shemayim, I said something to you that made sense. V'ata omer li min Shemayim yirachmu, you're going to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you rachamim? How does that work? There's logic and then there's this nonsense. So it'll be strange to me if you don't be killed and burnt along with the Sefer Torah around you. You're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree that we shouldn't be learning in public. You're going to be burnt. So Amar lo, Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi, ma'ani l'chayo olam haba, am I going to at least be zochet olam haba? So Amar lo, which is the whole discussion is so strange because he's told not to learn Torah, but you have to learn Torah. So why is he being questioning whether or not he's going to get olam haba or not? But Rabbi Yossi says back to Amar lo, Klum ma'isei bal yadcha, has any recent things happened to you? So he said, Amar lo, yeah, in fact, Mels shel Purim unis aheda, money set aside for Sudas Purim. Nischalfu liba Mels shel Tztaka, and accidentally switched them with Mels shel Tztaka. Bechilaktim laniyim, and still nonetheless, I paid with Anim. So in other words, I think he had
started out
with Yeah. So he switched up the money, and that event was what happened recently. So Amar lo, so he says to him, Imkein, if that's the case, Michelkecha yihi chelki, migaralcha yihi garali. Your chelek will be mine, and your portion will be mine, in which case it seems that he will have a zechus, a chelek, in Olam Haba.
He just brings out a idea that Chanina Matan tried to want to know if he should rely on miracles that he wasn't, that would be okay for him to teach Torah Barabbim or not. I mean, in other words, in Olam Haba, are they going to punish him for relying on miracles?
Interesting. Okay. Very nice. So then the Gemara says, Amru, they said, Lo hayu yomim muatim, there wasn't too many days that passed. Ad she niftar Rabbi Yossi ben Kismet, Rabbi Yossi died, v'halchu kol gdolei Rome lekavro, and all the gdolim of Rome went to bury him. V'spiduhu hesper gadol, there's a big eulogy. U'b'chazarasan mitzahu, on their way back, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, shayo Yoshev Yossi b'Torah. U'makil kios rabbi Abram, the sefer Torah munach lo b'cheiko. Tzehiviyu, they brought him, u'chachuhu b'sefer Torah, they wrapped him in the sefer Torah. And v'kifua b'chavili z'maros, they wrapped him around with these branches. V'tisa behenes or they lit a fire, lit a match. V'viu b'sifogim shel tzemer, and they had sponges made of wool to delay the fire, burning him. U'shiroim b'mayim, they soaked it in water, which would also prevent the fire from catching so quickly. It would be a slow, painful death. V'nichum alibo k'dei shelo teitze nishmasam hera, they placed it on his heart to protect his heart from burning quickly in order for him to suffer a terrible suffering. So the Gemara then says, Amar lo bito, so his daughter said to him, Abba, erecha b'chach, should I see you in such a way? Amar lo il mole ani nisrafti levadi haya davar kashali. Had you seen me burn alone, it would have been difficult for me. Achshav shani nisraf v'sefer Torah, you mean now that you've seen me burn and the Sefer Torah is with me, mi shemivake shel bona shel Sefer Torah, the person, the individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, who's going to seek out revenge for the terrible insult that happened to the Sefer Torah, who yivake shel bona al boni, he's also going to seek out, hopefully, for my own, what's been insulting to me. So it's a good thing that I'm going to be coupled with the Sefer Torah. So Amr lo Tamidav, his Tamidim said, Rebbe, ma ata roa, what do you see? I'm seeing a burning of parchment. I'm seeing the letters flying away. Tosis just points out what kind of question Ma'ata Roa, what was a strange question to ask. The Tosis says, Ma'ata Roa, Shehaya Nira Beinayim, Shehaya Lo Liros Shim Davar. They thought he probably saw something, I don't know why, but in such a strange case, Davar Tema O Malachim O Davar Acher. They just thought he was seeing something. Or Inami, Bishvil Shayu, Shomim Kol Haosios, HaPorchos, Velahi Yodim Mahu. They heard some strange noise, crackling sounds that don't normally come along with a burning Sefer Torah. So they thought something strange was going on, and that's what prompted them to ask. So he said, I saw these letters flying up in the air. So Afata Pesach Picha Visikones Bicha Ha'esh. So he says, you as well should open up your mouth and let the fire go into your mouth so you should die earlier. Amr Lehem Mutav Shi Lenu Mishinasna Val Yichabel Hu Batsmo. So it's better that they should the one who takes it away, and I shouldn't hurt myself. Even though he's going through a lot of pain here, he shouldn't cause his death to come earlier. Rav Moshe actually uses this whole mice here as a discussion whether a person is going through a painful death, whether or not you can give him medicine to have him die quicker and sooner. And he says, based on the sugya, you're not allowed to. So then the Gemara says, Amar lo, Kalat Stone Navy, one of the goyim that were there, Rebbe, Imani Marbe Bishalheves Venotel Svokim Shotemer Meali Bicha Atamivieni Lechai Holm Abba. If I take off the sponges, I'm going to allow you to die earlier. Will you let me take me to Holm Abba? Amalohain, yes, I will. Hishavali, swear to me. Nishbalo, he took a shrua. Miyada Hirba Bishalheves, he added flames and more fire. Venotel Svokim Shotemer Meali Bicha took off the wool, the protection, v'yotan ishmaso, v'mehera, and he died quickly, af hu kafetz v'nafel otoch ha'or, the goy jumped into the fire, yotze baskel v'amra, Rabbi Chanina ben Chajon, u'katzatunar neri, muzumin lehein l'chayil om haba, they both zochat om haba, b'cha Rabbi v'omer, Rabbi cried and said, yesh kona olama b'sha'achas, that those acquire om haba in just a quick moment, v'yesh kona olama b'chamashan, others take years and years in order to get a chalak in olam haba. Interesting question Moshe asks in light of this. So if it's really usher to cause a person to die quickly, even though he's going to eventually die, how was Rabbi Chanina allowing this non-Jew, isn't that Lifnei Iver, isn't that allowing him to go ahead and kill him? So he thought that maybe he wasn't choshesh and the Lifnei Iver for the goy and to protect himself. If there's a certain toelus involved for the goy, it would not be Lifnei Iver. It's only Lifnei Iver to a Jew across the board. But maybe for a non-Jew, Lifnei Iver wouldn't be relevant if there's a certain toelus. So a couple other answers he suggests as well. Okay. So then the Gemara says further, Bruria devisa de Rebbe Meir. Bruria was the wife of Rebbe Meir. And Bratev de Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan Havi, and she was also the daughter of Rebbe Chanina, which meant she was also the sister. Her sister was the one who went to the Beis Zonos. Right, that was the other daughter of Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan. So Amr Lo, so one time Bruria said to her husband, to Rabbi Meir, Zili be milsa diasve achasai. It's a very disgraceful thing that my sister's sitting bikuba shazonos. Shakal tarkava dinari vazil. So Rabbi Meir took a lot of money with him in order to buy her from the one holding on to her to release her. Amar, and he said to himself, Ilo isabid be isura misabid nisa. If she wasn't involved in an isra yet, to let there be a nase that happened, yob the isura, and if she has been involved in a certain isra, then lo isabid le nisa, then let there not be a nase. So what happened? So, one second here. I have a tosis here for a second. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, Azil nekat nafshe gechada parsha. So what happened is he took one of the clothing to look like a non-Jew. He could disguise himself. Amar la, he say, he walks over to his sister-in-law and says, Hishama'ini li, listen to me. Amar la, dashana ana. She's like, can't, I'm during my days of nida. Amar la, he says to her, Misrachna mirta, so I'll wait here. I'll wait till the nida stops. Amar la, so she says to him, Nefishin tuva, the dam nida lasts for a long time for me. The shapirin minayu. So Amar, he says, Shma mina lo abzi yisur, the fact that she's justifying to avoid the situation, she must not have been involved in any yisurim. And kol da'asa Amar lehachi, she probably says this to every single man who comes to her, so he realized that she was really, she stayed off away from the yisur. So az lagabe shomer didei, so he walks over, and Meir walks over to the shomer of the Beis Zonos, Amar le, he says to her, to him, Havanele, I want this girl over there. So Amar Lei, he says, Mistafina Memahusai, I can't give you over to her because the Romans know how many zonas we have here, and if they were missing one, they're going to know. Amar Lei, he says, not to worry, Shakal Tarkava di Dinari, I'm going to give you a large sum of money, and Palga Plach, Upalga Labilach, half them you should pay off to them, and half them you pay to yourself, and this way you can bribe your way through. So Amar Lei, but the Shomer says to him, Vichishal Me Mai Yabid. When I run out of money, then what's going to be? How am I going to bribe them after that point? So Amar Lei, he says to him, Ema Eloka de Meir Aneni Umetatzlas. Say the God of Meir, and you're going to be saved. So this is the famous story. So Amar Lei, so he says, Umi Emer de Hachi Iko. Who says that's actually effective? So he says that Amar Lei Hashta Chaz. You'll see. Have Hanu Kalbe de Have Kaachli Inche. There are certain dogs that were eating people. Shako Kala Shadabihu. So Rabbi Meir took it and threw some dirt to try to catch their attention and to instigate them. Havakasi Lamech, the dog started to attack Rabbi Meir. Amar, he says, Eloka de Meir, Aneni, let the God of Meir answer me. And Shafku, and they left him alone. So he was convinced, Yav Lei, so the Shomer made the deal and gave him his sister in law to take back. So there's a discussion here in the Marasha. He said, how does this work? There's a klal that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not Shore, but is not Meyached on the Shmo of Tzadikim that are alive. The Pasuk says, when it comes to Elkei Avram, Pachad Yitzchak, Yaakov said, he couldn't say Elkei Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was still alive at the time. It just says, Pachad Yitzchak. So how could you say Elo Kod de Meir if Meir was still alive? So Marsha says, the Tup Shatim Elokam de Meir doesn't mean Rebbe Meir, it's really a simon to his name, but it really means the one who brings ore to this world. That was one definition. And the other one was that one who's mayor, the Malchus Yavon in particular. It's both the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mayor to the world, either to the Olam or to Malchus Yavon, but it's not referring to Rabbi Meir himself, which is against the Pashup Shat, though. So then the Gemara says, what happened next? Lasof, in the end, Ishtema Milsa Be'malka. The king heard that the Shomer gave away the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Chajo. Asu asku lezekifa. So they brought him up to hang him. So Amar Eloka de Meir Neni. So he said the words. So Achte, they brought him down and says, Amar Lei, my high, what are you saying? Amar Lu, Hachi Hava Maisa. He told him what happened with the dogs and Rabbi Meir, and he told me to say this. So Asu Chaku Ledmuse, what happened was they went and put the Demuse of the Rabbi Meir, a Pischa de Rome. They put a name like wanted sign of Rabbi Meir in the entranceway to Rome. Amri called the Chazi Le Partufa Hadena Lysi. Anyone who sees this image has to bring them to the palace. So Yom Achade Chazir, one day some people saw Rabbi Meir. So, oh, that's the wanted guy. So Rahud Abbas, they start chasing after him. Rahud Makamayu Al Libe Zonos, Libe Zonos, he ran to the house of the Zonos. He was saying, they know Rabbi Meir is a Choshev Tzaddik, and if I run to the house of Zonos, they'll probably think, oh, that can't be Rabbi Meir. So he tried to avoid them by that. Ikad Amri, others say, Bishulei Ovdei Kochav Mechazi, others say he saw non-Jews cooking food, and Tamash Baha Umasikbo, he stuck his finger in and ate some of the Bishul Akum. And he said this way, he said, there's no way that Rabbi Meir would be eating Bishul Akum. And Nikodami, others say, Asa Eliyahu Idame Le Kizona Krachte. Eliyahu appeared looking like a Zona and wrapped himself or herself around Rabbi Meir. Which, by the way, interesting. I'm just thinking right now, I wonder if this is a source for like a cross dressing almost. In Halacha, obviously, this is a Gata here. But we always find Eliyahu coming back as a man in different forms. I don't know if he came back as a woman ever. Any other Gemaras come to mind? Obviously, Eliyahu is a whole other world, but it might be an interesting source of cross dressing. Okay.
He says he didn't actually eat the Isser. He stuck his finger in one finger in the Isser, and then he sucked on the other finger.
Okay. Right. Okay, could be that also. He could have eaten it also. It's Pikuach Nefesh. He could have also violated it. So Amr, they said, Chas v'sholom, Rabbi Meir, have lo hava avdi hachi. Whatever three scenarios it would have been, they said, there's no way Rabbi Meir went to the Beis Zonos, where he ate Bishul Akum, or there's a zona wrapped around him. So they said, this can't be Rabbi Meir, and they left him alone. Come Arak Asa, Rabbi Meir got up and ran to Bavel. And Ikadami, Mehai, Maisa, some say it was this Maisa that caused him to run to Bavel, because they were chasing after him. The Ikadami, others say, Maisa de Bruria. What was the Maisa of Bruria? So the story goes that he tried enticing his wife one time with some other, as like paid off some other guy, and to entice her. And according to one opinion, she was nichshal. And when it became clear that Rabbi Meir was one who was setting her up, she killed herself. And in light of that, he ran away. Okay, it was based on the whole fight whether or not, because he had said that daitan nashin kalos, and she took that very offensively. And she said, not true, I'm Bruria, I know Psukim. And he said, I'll show you. And he enticed her with some other man, and then that's what happened. So he ran away to Bavel, according to some, based on that Ma'isa. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan HaHolech. Because, not because of this one. Not because of the wife, because of El-Kadimeir, the previous case, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan HaHolech Litzdinan, the one who goes to this place, this stadium, where they had the bullfights and stuff, the gladiators, Ulakarkum, a place where they would, they had the sieges and stuff, they have Leitzanus and circuses or whatever they'd be doing in these places. Ra, Shem, Esa, Nechashim, Shabbos, and Nechashim, they saw people doing witchcraft, Vesa, Chavarim, other types of witchcraft, Bukyon, Umukyon, Umulyon, Uvaluyon, Balorim, Shilegr, and all types of circus acts. Harei Zem Moshe Leitzim. That person is considered Moshe Leitzim. Valeim Akasav Omer. About this person it says, Asha Ish Asher Lo Halach Umoshe Leitzim Lo Yashav. Praiseworthy is one who doesn't go to such places. Ki Im Betar Hashem Chapso. He should just simply learn. This is a good Musa for the upcoming Super Bowl Sunday night. How a person should spend his time. Halamata. You learn from here. Shedvarim halalu mevin es ha'adam lidei bet ha'Torah. One who engages in Moshe Leitzim and going to circuses and to sports games, all these things is considered a bet ha'Torah. I'm not saying you have to do that. The person has to know himself and how to spend his time, but that's what the pasuk means here. So Gemara says, Urminhi, hochen litzadion b'mutter, one who goes to a stadium is actually allowed. Why? Because he's able to see if there's a Jew being killed, he could try to scream at the bull and the oxen and try to distract him and to save the Jew. And the chayin lekarkum, or to the mutter, to a circus, or whatever that is, mipnei yishim medina, because the goyim are going to ask for them, and then they're going to save them, the Jews that might be there in this circus, ubevad shlo yischashev imam, as long as he doesn't really stay with them and strengthen them, v'mischashev imam also, but if they kind of, if they encourage these events, so then that would be usher. The Gemara says, Kasha, it's Tadinin, it's a Kasha in the different stadiums. One said it's permitted, one case said it's Asr. And Kasha, Karkum, Akarkum. The Gemara answers, Bishma, I understand Karkum, Akarkum, Lo Kasha, that's not a stira. Kan, Mishashivimahin, Kan, Bishain, Mishashivimahin. One is where they are really encouraging them, and one is where they're not encouraging them. Ella, it's Tadinan, Kasha, what about that? The Gemara says, Tanai, it's really a Machlokas Tanayim, whether going to these stadiums are permitted. The Tanya ain't holchin the stadion of Ibn Eshahu Mesha Leitim. One opinion says you can't go. It's always just a waste of time. But Rabbi Nasan Mati permitted one to go. Ibn Eshne Devarim. There are two reasons why he permitted one to go to these gladiators, to these bull runs. Echam Ibn Eshah Tzavechu Mati. One reason is because you could save the Jew who might be in danger. And number two is Echam Ibn Eshah made Eidos Isha Lasir. If Rachman Latzlan, a Jewish husband, gets killed, so then you could testify to his wife that you are now single, and this way she won't be in Aguna. Gemara now says Vayta Tana Rabbanan, and the Braisa says Ein Holchin the Tratios to theaters and the Karkisios parties Mipneishim Mizablin Sham Zibul Avodas Kochavim, because they make dedications to Avodas Zara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omrim Makom Shem Mizablin Aser Mipneish Chashar Avodas Kochavim Makom Shem Mizablin Sham Aser Mipnei Moshe Leitzin. Only if you know that they're actually being mezabah, they're really dedicating certain things to the Avodah Zarah, will be usher because of Avodah Zarah. But if it's a place where they're not being mezablin, so there's no isser of Avodah Zarah, but there would be an isser of Moshe Leitzim just sitting around doing nothing, wasting your time. So my benai, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Nasam Nasam Ik Benayim. According to Chachamim, any time you're involved in these cases, it's going to be usher, the business will be usher. But according to, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir thinks they're always based on Avodah Zarah, so any business dealings will be usher that you get from any of these parties. But according to Chachamim, if you go to a party where there is no Mezablin Sham, so then it's not an Isser of Avodah Zarah, it's only an Isser Moshe Leitzim, which means any business done would be considered permitted. Okay, Gemara now says, Darish Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, my dechsiv, what does a pasuk mean when it says, Asha Isha Shelo Halach Ba'atiz Rishayim? Uvederach hatarim lo amar v'moshe leitzim lo yasha. What is a pasuk mean in Tehillim? Mechim achas shelo halach heichan amar. If he's not going, how is he going to stand? Umeachas shelo amar. If he's not standing, heichan yashav. You need to stand before you sit. Umeachas shelo yashav heichan lot. And if he's not sitting, how is he going to be lot? How is he going to be wasting time? So what's the taich of this pasuk? Ela lomar chadetichu shim halach. If you do go to such a place of moshe leitzim, so full amar, you're eventually going to stick around longer. You'll stand. Vim amad, if you start standing and watching, so far eventually you're going to pull up a chair and lay shiv, you're going to sit. Vim yeshiv, you start sitting in these circuses, so far lalat, eventually you're going to be lala in the place of late, and then vim latalav, akasav, and if you're late, then the pasuk describes you, im chachamta, chachamta lach, but leitza, levadcha tisa. If you're a chacham, so then you're going to have a toas, you're going to have a certain outcome. If you're sitting around doing nothing and just involved in emotional leitza, so then you're going to be punished. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer called Mislote Tisum Bar Nalav, one who is involved in wasting time and just playing around and nonsense, he's going to be afflicted with pains. Shinemar, it says in Yeshayahu, Vyata al Tislotzatsu, Pen Yechziku Mosreichem. Now a person who is not going to be involved in lates, so then one shouldn't, because if you do, you're going to be Yechazku Mosreichem, you're going to be immersed in Yisurim. Amar Lahu, Rava says to the Rabbanan, B'matusa be'enei minaychu, I apologize, D'lo tishlotatsu, he says, D'lo leisi alaycho yusurin, he says, please, I ask of you not to be involved any late, because it's going to lead to yusurin. We find a number of Amoram throughout Shas, which are very, very makbid on this din. The Rish Lakish has a din about this, yeah, I forget exactly what the statement is about not having any late sanas, but there's a mice of Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zera, were bar pluksas. And Rabbi Yirmiyah always asked interesting questions throughout Shas. He got kicked out of the base magistrate, we know, for asking some interesting shilas. But those are like shilas in like measurements. But the Gemara in Nida has a whole discussion. I mentioned this before. That he asked, what would be the din if a woman gives birth to a cow or a pig or some strange-looking baby that looks like an animal? Is it tameh or not tameh? And all these strange questions. So I don't remember if it's a Rashi or a Chaner or Karen Laora. I forget on the Gemara there. That says that Rabbi Zera is a very serious person. We know he's serious. Remember, Kam Rabbi Vashachet Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was the one who took Purim very seriously. Even when he was drunk, he was serious. Rabbi couldn't handle it. Rabbi shechted him. So Rashi Karen Orr says that he was so serious, he was very makban, no late sonnes. Rabbi Yirmiyah felt that, well, late sonnes is good. Late sonnes in Torah is good. So he started asking these interesting questions, trying to get Rabbi Zera to crack a smile. But Rabbi Zera felt that even in the world of Torah, there can't be any room for late sonnes.
Rish Lakish was the Azimal Yitzchak.
That's what it was, yeah? Okay. But I thought it... Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Revi... Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rev Kadina, Koha Mislote Tzmizonos of Mismatin, those who are involved in lates, Leitanis, his parnas is going to be minimized. Shinemar, it says in Hosea, Mashach yado eslotzim. He pulls his hand away of those who are involved in leitzanus. Amar Bishum Melakish called meslotzim. It's an oath of Gehenim. He's going to get Gehenim for this. Shenemar zeid yahir leit shemo ose be'evras zadon. V'ein evra ela Gehenim. It's a reference to Gehenim. Shenemar yom evra hayumahu. So those who are involved in leit are going to get evra, which is in essence Gehenim. So then Amar Rabbi Yoshaya kol ha'misyahir nofa b'Gehenim. Anyone who's a Baal Gaiva falls to Gehenim. Shenemar zeid yahir yahir lashon yehura misyahir leit shemo ose bever zadon. And one who's yahir will get evra. Again, v'ein evra ela Gehenim. Shenemar yom evra hayumahu. So Amar Rabbi Chanilai bar Chanilai kol mislatz mislotze to gorim kloya. He's going to cause destruction li'olim to the world. Shenemar v'ata al tislotatu. Don't be involved in leitzanus. Pen yechzeku mosrechem ki chala v'necherata shemati. It's going to cause destruction. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer kashahi shetchilasa yisurin v'sofa kloya. It's so bad leitzanus. It starts off as terrible pains, but it ultimately leads to destruction. We'll do one more statement here. Amar the Darish Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ashe Ha'isha Shelohalach Letratios Ulekarkasios Shel Ovdi Kachavim. Praiseworthy is he who doesn't go to these places. Uveder Chatam Lo Amar Ze Shelo Amar Be Kain Nigyon. A person who doesn't stand in an area where they trap animals through dogs hunting and stuff, it seems. There's basically talk about this case whether or not a person could go to a zoo. This seems to be referring to a zoo here. Some say you shouldn't go to a zoo. Aren't they all these brachas you say when you see exotic animals? So they say if a person chances upon an exotic animal, you say it. But to go out of your way to go see a zoo, some say a person shouldn't go to a zoo to say brachas. Others argue and say that no, of course you could go to see the zoo. You could go see the beautiful creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's based on this line here about the discussion in the postgame about going to zoos.
It says it's hunting.
It says hunting here, but they use this to talk about also seeing the animals that were hunted. Then the Gemara says, "When Moshe get leitzim lo yashav, don't sit among people wasting time. Shlo yashav v'sachbulos, you shouldn't sit at the corners of the street corner, just playing cards and wasting time. Shema yomer adam hol v'lo halachti the chachios lekarkasios v'lo amati b'kenigon eilach v'eskara b'sheina. So a guy may think, oh, if I don't go to sports games, I don't go play cards, I'll just sleep all day. I'll sleep all day. I'll be depressed. Tamalomar uvesaraso yega yomem v'laili, should be learning all day and all night. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful Shabbos.